I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:37, it's a Tuesday, so we do have a version of Afternoon Jub today, even though George Dunham is on vacation. I do want to let the Sweet Spot listener know that you can email rentfree1310@gmail.com, because tomorrow at 2:15, we will once again have some rent-free. We got some good submissions this week, but there is always room to add to the pile if you want to share what's been rattling around your brain for days, weeks, or even years, rentfree1310@gmail.com. But without further ado, let's throw to Monto, who did not book George on his vacation, which is probably a good thing because the commander needs his time off, right?
Yeah, we wanted George to not to worry about his sweet spot duties on his 2 weeks off, so we will let him do that, but we will still have Jub content as we have had Afternoon Jub on our show for about a year now, because we started doing this with him post football last year.
Right.
Well, before that, we had Bob's Bible Football Bonkers, baby.
Which was a great open.
And I missed that open.
Basically why we did the segment, was to hear that once a week.
Anyway, so now that it's been about a full year with our friend Afternoon Jub, surely you guys know everything about him. We've had him on weekly. A lot of times he'll go on vacation and still hop on with us, but we gave him this week off. And now I want you gentlemen to show what you have learned about our dear friend Afternoon Jub. So,
okay.
I reached out to our buddy and I sent him some questions, got his answers. I'm going to send these to you guys now, and you're going to tell me what George's answer is.
Okay.
In the Afternoon Jub game show, we will start
the newly Jub game.
We'll start with one Sean Bass.
Huh?
We'll start rather easy. Can you tell me what George's favorite movie is? Now, I know you probably can't just pull this out of thin air. So is it A, Forrest Gump, B, The Shawshank Redemption, C, Goodfellas, or D, Zookeeper?
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, if there's a movie that's going to change the game, it's Zookeeper.
So favorite movie, Forrest Gump, without question. Still my favorite movie.
Man, incorrect,
has he gone on record with that, though?
I disagree with George on this one. I think his favorite movie is Zookeeper.
I think he just
Forrest Gump is not a game changer.
I think he realized what it did for the game. Like, you can recognize, you know, I appreciate, you know, some athletes for what they've done to change the sport. Like Steph.
Okay.
Making threes great. He's not my favorite athlete.
And maybe it's too early for it.
Right.
You have to wait for it. Give it 20 years or so.
That just wasn't public Jub knowledge to me that he loves Forrest Gump, which is a great film.
Well, we talk about it all the time. Yeah. Maybe you should listen more. Okay, Mino. What is George's favorite album of all time? Is it A, Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles, B, Roller Coaster by Randy Rogers, C, Star-Crossed by Casey Musgraves, or D, Can't Say I Ain't Country by Florida Georgia Line?
It's not that one. I know that. It's not going to be Florida Georgia Line. This one's tricky. I'm going to say, I'm going to go non-country here and go The Beatles.
Favorite album? I'm going to go with Roller Coaster by the great Randy Rogers Band.
Wrong.
It just celebrated its 20th anniversary, and front to back, still the best record he's made.
That was going to be my second guess. So half a point.
No.
No points.
Okay, 0-0 after one.
And may God have mercy on your soul. All right, back to Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Who is George's favorite cowboy all time not named Danny White? Is it A, Roger Staubach, B, Troy Aikman, C, Bob Lilly, or D, Greg Hardy?
I think it's Captain Comeback. It's Roger. Roger Dodger.
Favorite cowboy not named Danny White would be Captain America, Roger Staubach. He was the one who got me to be a Cowboys fan in the mid-70s. Always thought that the Cowboys had a chance. as long as Captain America was out there. And then his lieutenant took over, the great Danny White. But yeah, definitely Roger.
Are we sure it's not Greg Hardy? Was that number four on his list?
You heard it from the man himself. It was not Greg Hardy.
Listen to his top four Cowboys.
All right, another sports one here for you, Mino. If he could pull off a Freaky Friday and take the body of one athlete for one day and play a game with them, who would it be? Would it be A, Usain Bolt, B, Jordan Spieth, C, Michael Phelps, or D, Oscar Pistorius?
Pistorius would be funny, and that would be the one I would change with, so I could relate with Justin a little bit.
On the leg part, people that don't know who I am.
On that part, yes. Not the whole murder in the bathroom and all of that. And I'd stay away from that area. George picked Jordan Spieth.
Freaky Friday scenario. I'm going to go with my guy, Jordan Spieth,
to
see what it's like for the ride along a golf course in a tournament on the PGA Tour or in a major. Yeah, definitely Jordan Spieth.
All right, there's a point for Mino. Y'all both have 1 point. We go back to Sean now. Let's go back to a musical question. Of course, every year he does a Jub Jam to raise money for the Senior Source. Who would be his ultimate Jub Jam guest to play with? Would it be A, Randy Rogers, B, U2, C, not U2, the band.
Yeah.
C, Judas Priest, or D, Dua Lipa?
I'm going to say Randy Rogers because I don't think he would pick U2 for Jub Jam.
Ultimate Jub Jam guest to play with, definitely Dua Lipa.
Okay.
And we could both do the microphone dance move together. I think that'd just be incredible. And I think there is a chance of that happening one day.
Now, to be fair, I think he just wants to see Dua Lipa do that near him.
I would watch.
As we all do.
Yeah.
That was his guest. All right, so no points awarded there. Let's go to Mino. If George was not a radio host, what other job would he do?
I think I know this.
Would he A, be a boat salesman, B, a golf instructor, C, a middle school basketball coach, or D, a gynecologist?
I was going to say mascot because I know George loves the mascot. But that wasn't on the list. Yes. Won't get paid. I could see George being a boat salesman. I think he'd be really good at it. Likes to get out on the lake and ski on the weekends. Let's go boat salesman.
If I was not a talk show host, I would be a boat salesman.
Yeah!
Yeah. I would sell boats and make some sweet deals.
Mm.
Stack them deep, sell them cheap.
That's right.
All right.
He'd be fantastic at it.
You have taken the lead. 2-1. Sean, can you counter? How many beers has George drank in a 24-hour period? Is it A, 13, B, 14, C, 16, or D, 53?
Well, he's not Wade
Boggs. Beers an hour?
I'm going to say C, 16. That feels like something younger Jubb could pull off.
Most beers consumed in 24 hours. I think it was my freshman year at North Texas. We had a drinking contest, one side of the hall against the other side of the hall at West Hall. And I think I was up to 13 before I vomited and passed out. Therefore, my 13 beers didn't count, and we lost.
That feels low for a 24-hour span.
13? 18-year-old
Yeah. Job. I thought he was going to go 53 there.
Laying there in the little pile of vomit, getting in his chili bowl.
I mean, 13 beers, that's Tuesday night.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, me and Lando.
Let's go
13
to
each.
Mino, who can expand your lead here. If he could swap voices with one person on Earth, who would it be? A, Mark Falwell.
Ooh.
B, Bono. C, Conrad the Ticket voice guy. Or D, Craig Rosengarten.
He's going for comedy here, and he's going for the right answer. The great voice of Rosen.
Who would I swap voices with? I'll go with Bono of U2. That way I have an Irish accent and I can sing like him.
All right. So no points awarded there.
Frozen Rosen would be awesome, though.
Sean,
flip.
We go back to you. If he could purge one drop featuring himself from the Inco,
oof,
would it be A, this one?
Paul in...
B, this one.
Whoa.
C, this one.
How do you feel about the designated hitter?
Or D, this one.
To slam deliciously.
Even before you gave me the options, I was thinking slam deliciously, so I'm just going to go with my gut.
The one of me is probably my loud burp after taking the Sprite challenge.
Really?
So he doesn't like the big, nasty George burp.
Sprite challenge.
So still, just 1 point for you.
Fantastic burp.
Didn't DJ do that with him? Didn't we get a DJ burp out of that, I want to say?
Think
yes,
so.
DJ has a really good one.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Okay, to mine now.
Okay.
If he had to pick one ticket member to help him win a fight, who would it be? Would it be A, Dave Lane, B, Donovan Lewis, C, Matt McLaren, or D, me, Monty?
This is a physical altercation, not a...
Yeah,
not like a rap battle.
Not dressing them down. This
okay.
Is a,
why would you bring up rap battle?
I don't know. That would be fun.
Crutches.
I'm still going to go Donovan, though.
Ticket personality to be in a fight with or to have with me to win a fight. No doubt Donovan.
Woo!
We've been through the scenario several times that I would knock somebody down and then Donovan would stomp on him. So we basically have it all worked out.
Stomp
he's been planning,
on him.
Planning on this for quite a while.
It's like they have a
hitting
finishing
the,
move. As
hitting
a tag
the man
team.
When he's down.
Pop. All right, Sean, back to you.
Thanks.
In a similar vein, if he had to pick one ticket member to make the most serious person in the world laugh in less than a minute, who would he pick? A, EA.
Mm.
B, Gordon. C, Rosengarten. Or D, Ham.
Oof. These are heavy hitters right here. I'm just going to say EA just because. I just feel like Gordon feels like the right answer, but
right.
I'm going to say EA.
You go to a Violent Femmes concert, George?
Right.
If I had to crack up somebody and use a member of the ticket team, I would go with Ham.
Oh!
I don't think he'd have to say a word. Just
that feels like the right answer.
Walk into a room and make one of his Ham faces, and I think they would laugh.
I feel like EA would get the same result, personally.
I think all three would.
What do I know?
So still, just sitting on one point, Sean, Mino.
Let's run away.
If he could make sweet, sweet Jesus love to one celebrity with no guilt from him or his partner, who would it be? And I said Elizabeth Taylor doesn't count.
Okay.
A, Julia Roberts. B, Jennifer Aniston. C, Margot Robbie. Or D, the girl that played Precious.
Didn't say Kacey Musgraves on there. I'm going to go Margot Robbie.
That's a good guess.
Okay, I really don't like the way this is worded by bringing the Lord's name into it. But and you can't have Elizabeth Taylor? Yeah, I'll go Jennifer Aniston.
Ah, crap.
Obvious reasons. You like that answer?
Two thumbs up.
Oh. Okay, his wife's there.
From the traveling party, so yeah, we'll go with that. Jennifer Aniston.
He's still in to answer it.
We got Kelly's stamp of
approval.
Yeah.
Can't mention 30-year-old Margot Robbie.
Okay, a few more here, then we'll go to break. Sean, we got to get you back into the game.
Yeah.
How about this one? It's a one or the other. Would he rather the Dallas Wings win the next three WNBA titles or me to Venmo him $100?
I think he'll take the money.
Yeah, I want the best for the Dallas Wings, but I could use $100,
yeah,
so go ahead and Venmo me.
That's easy.
Hey,
that's 50-50.
I needed some points.
And who Yay. It wouldn't take $100 in their pocket.
Okay, Mino, would you like a 50-50?
I need my goal differential 50-50. To look better, so
would
I
George
that one.
Rather North Texas win the college football national championship or all other DFW pro sports teams win at the same time?
Every DFW sports team win a championship?
All in the same year or North Texas.
In football or basketball?
Football.
Football? Ooh, tricky, tricky, tricky. This one's harder than the other one. The other one's WNBA.
Well, you're leading, so
that's true.
Yes.
We need to get.
He believes in the Mean Green.
I would take the North Texas National Championship.
Go.
We've experienced all those other championships in the Metroplex, and what a story that would be if the Mean Green won the college football national championship. That one's easy.
All right, we got two more here. Then we got to go to break. Mino or Sean? How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it here. What's the hardest he's
time.
Ever laughed? Was it A, during the Gorilla Channel discussion, B, when his dog fell off their bed into a bowl of potpourri, C, the Jill putt, or D, the Picks with Friends Dan Monkey hypothetical?
Okay, I could see, since his wife is probably next to him, I could see the dog potpourri bit, but I'm just going to say Jill putt because that's the hardest I've ever seen George laugh.
Okay, hardest I've ever laughed. Most would think it was at the April Fool's Open. That's a good one, but I'm going to go with our monkey discussion on Picks with Friends that lasted 10 to 15 minutes of the monkey that was adopted by Dan.
All right, we'll stop it there. So it was the monkey thing. Damn. And our last one here, Mino, if you want to go ahead and just try to lap the field.
Yeah.
I gave him a variation of F1, marry one, kill one. He has to host a show with one, take one on a mandate, and never talk to one again. The three contestants are EA, Deddy, and Craig Rosengarten. How does he do those? So host a show with one, go out on the night with a talent with the other, and then never talk to another one.
Host a show with Deddy, and then the other two, EA and who is the other?
Craig Rosengarten.
Never talk to Rosen again and hang out with EA.
Okay, I would host a show with Deddy.
Yep.
He has plenty to say. I would go out on a date with EA.
Yes!
I think that would be just a ton of fun. And talk to again. I hate to say this, Craig Rosengarten.
Here we go, three for three.
There you go.
I'm his best friend. Good job, Justin.
You get 5 points. Sean, you had two. Mino knows job.
Congratulations to me. Justin, good job. It's 254. Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.